Nigel, what are your thoughts on that? You're only your third defeat of the season.
Yeah, we've come away from home. I thought the first 10 minutes we've had to make sure that we stayed compact and in the game. Bristol have started very brightly. Adam Lallana's had a great shot. David James has got down to low to his left-hand side, tipped it around the post, and I thought, here we go. And I thought for the rest of the first half, we've controlled the game, really. You know, we've passed it about without really penetrating enough. Second half come out. You know, it's a goal that we've conceded at a poor time, just after half-time. You know, yes, it's a deflected shot, but at the end of the day, we've had the ball in there off of the pitch, and they've gone. And from that, then it was to and fro, and I'll be honest with you, I thought we never really looked as though we were going to score. I don't think we penetrated enough. I think credit to Bristol City. You know, they're on a good run at this moment in time. They've defended very well. I thought the midfield worked extremely hard to close us down. You know, and we've tried to find openings. Maybe I'll look at the video and I'll have a better idea of it then. But at the time, maybe we're thinking, you know, we're trying to control the game. Maybe we've gone sideways a little bit too much. We didn't penetrate. But we knew, because we worked on it quite a lot through the week, having watched Bristol City for the last four games, that they're very compact and tight to the back. And we knew that we'd have to play quick to try and get through them. And today, it wasn't the case. And obviously, the second goal's a deflected one again from Fraser Richardson putting a cross in, into the box. So, you know, we've tried to change it around on the hour mark. We needed to try and get a goal, and unfortunately, it didn't happen today.
Would it be the lack of chances you created that's the most disappointing thing?
I think the big thing is when you look at us, we score a lot of goals and we do create a lot of opportunities. So we'll look at it. What was the reason for that? Was that poor play from us or was that good play from Bristol City? You know, flip it around the other side, they've not really had many chances either. So I'll look at it in the cold light today. The fact of the matter is Bristol have done very well. They've got a 2-0 victory at home. The place is rocking here now. You know, there's a good atmosphere about the place. And we'll get ourselves ready now for the next game, which is Hull at home.
Were the players perhaps, though, guilty of trying to play through the middle of Bristol City and not get enough width on the game?
Well, we'll look at that when we have a look at the game. You know, we've been very effective this season going through the heart of the teams. You know, as I said, it's opportunities, but we wanted to play between the lines a little bit. We knew Bristol have three in the middle of the park, and at the end of the day, we play very expansive with two out-and-out wingers. I think if you look at the modern game, if you're outnumbered in the middle of the park, then the teams are good on passing the football, like we are. Bristol City are good at passing the football. Then you give the ascendancy to the opposition. We like to try and control the game as much as possible. And I suppose for long periods of the game today, we have had control of the football, but we haven't been effective enough with it as we have been this season.
Richard Chaplow, an early blow for you as a team, and also, of course, for him because he's been having a great season.
Yeah, he's done really, really well. So obviously you can turn around and say that was a little bit disruptive for us, but at the end of the day we got Morgan Schneidlin, who was very unfortunate not to be in a starting 11. Class player, and he's come on there and... You know, so we've tried to deal with that situation by doing that and passing the ball about. And as I said, after Rich has gone off, I think we've probably dominated the whole of that first half without really having the cutting edge that we've had for a many games this season.
Just finally, how much are you worried about the defeat, given you've hardly had any, and it's the first time you haven't scored in the league this season? So, is it a gutting defeat, or is you thinking, well, along the way we're going to have days like this?
Well, I hate losing. The players are well aware of that. They hate losing as well. But we aim for consistency, as I always try and do. We prepare for a game, work very hard. This week's probably been the best week's training we've had since I've been at the club. Seriously, the lads have been flying this week. You know, it just didn't happen. You know, big Gully De Prado today, it was coming. You know, Adam's had a shot and Gully's gone and blocked it, you know, and just wasn't happening for him today. But he's been outstanding this week in training. And what we've got to try and make sure is that the Saturday, the bang on for that. Today wasn't going to be the scenario for us, but we'll be consistent. We're in tomorrow as we normally are. You know, we'll recover, we'll debrief the game as we always do, learn the lessons from it, then we'll move on and get ready for the next game, which is Hull.